morning. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can call 949-415-6718 or go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. So this morning, we're going to talk about the silent retreat within. I recently went to a week-long silent meditation retreat in the mountains in northern New Mexico at this perfectly sublime place called Vallecitos Mountain Ranch Retreat Center. Now, there's no doubt to me that the conditions there supported a completely silent retreat. It was remote, really in the middle of 300,000 acres of the Carson National Forest, with no cell service, no Wi-Fi, and all the other participants committing to the same silence. I mean, it was breathtakingly clean and pristine. Pure nature coaxing the experience of our own pure nature from within through noble silence. That meant no talking, no writing, no reading, certainly no texting or surfing the internet. Silent walking, silent eating, a totally silent life. And the first few days, all you're left with is this incessant chattering of thoughts and this internal sense of urgency to move faster or eat faster or look at your phone. It definitely took a while for my mind and my body to truly slow down to the pace and the rhythm of the environment. But when it did, wow. I mean, there were magical moments where I felt completely at ease and in this sort of harmony with the world around me. And of course, it was a heavenly experience, but it got me to thinking about how do I hang on to this silence when I get back to the hectic pace of my ordinary life. The more I thought about it, I realized this inner silence is always there. It's inside of us, just waiting to be revealed through the practice of silence. I've talked about the fairly popular analogy in meditation of the big sky mind before. You know, the big sky, it's always there, even if it's filled with clouds or weather, planes, birds, pollutions, etc., though it always remains the sky. The silent space of the mind is like the big sky. It's always there, but we have to be able to clear away the clutter to relate to it. Meditation is relating to that silence from the inside. It's a practice of noticing everything that's happening on the outside without letting it distract you or rattle you into a big reaction. Meditation develops the ability to meet everything from that deep place of peace within and letting it just manifest and disappear the way the inhale and the exhale begin and end constantly. It's a practice, both literally and figuratively. Literally, you have to practice watching, listening, and feeling, and staying aware of the breath and the tendency toward reactions and keep practicing letting go. Figuratively, you have to have faith that this place of peace and equanimity actually exists at the very core of who we all are, that there's this deep place of stillness and silence that's as vast as the sky, and that remains neutral, no matter what's happening. It's a practice, so what I'm suggesting is that you find a moment here and there throughout your day to practice noble silence. While you eat, don't talk. Lift the fork, place the food in your mouth, put the fork down, and chew mindfully, taste, feel, and really experience eating. When you're walking, match the breaths to your steps and notice how your feet feel when they touch the ground and how the mechanics of your body create this movement. And when you're watching or listening to people, really watch and listen fully, mindfully. Notice how your mind wanders and bring it back to what's happening in the moment by connecting with your breath. Little by little, with this effort, you'll find that there's a place inside of you that's open and feels very peaceful that you can begin to rely on. So with that in mind, let's get settled for our meditation practice together. Find a comfortable position. I like to sit either with a cushion behind my back and a cushion under my seat on the floor, leaning against a wall or even in my bed, or sometimes I sit in a chair with my feet on the floor and my back pressed against the back of the chair. Let your hands rest in your lap, one palm cupping the other palm, and you can even let the thumbs touch each other. This is called Zen Mudra. And begin by taking three deep breaths, starting by breathing in through the nose, and blow it as slowly as you can through the mouth. We'll do this two more times, breathing in through the nose and blowing nice and slow through the mouth like you're blowing through a straw. Last time. Now let your breath shift over to going in and out of the nose naturally. And you really want to let your mind connect with your breath, like it's watching and listening and feeling the breath, and can even name the breath as the breath goes in and out. So you would silently say to yourself, breathing in, breathing out, repeating this a few times, really allowing yourself to become focused on the breath itself. Noticing the temperature of the air. Noticing the way the body feels as you breathe in and out. If it feels like effort, just follow the effort and see if it changes. Breathing is a natural act, but when we start to pay attention to it, it feels difficult sometimes. So not unusual. Notice if the breath is fast or slow. If it's deep or shallow. Just being the observer and the witness of the breath. You can even allow yourself to count the breath up to 10 by saying inhale 1 as you breathe in, exhale 2, inhale 3, exhale 4, and so on until you get to 10. And this is a great way of practicing mindful breathing, really counting the breath and connecting with the breath. It's also a way of trying to keep all the busy thoughts that are crowding in for your attention, to keep them back, keep them away. And you can use this counting and labeling technique of the breath throughout your meditation to allow yourself to really practice mindfully breathing, being present and aware. And now we're going to just scan through the body with the breath to allow ourselves to settle even more deeply into relaxation. So imagine that you breathe down into your soles of your feet, where you can really feel what your feet feel like. And then let your mind and your breath move into the ankles, up into the shins and the calves, further up into the knees, and the thighs, as if you can fill the legs with breath and allow them to become heavy and relaxed on the exhale. Good. And then move the breath into the buttocks, the hips, the floor of the pelvis, filling into the low belly and low back, and softening everything from the inside out as you exhale. And moving up into your ribs and the sides of your body, your middle back. Noticing how the diaphragm expands and contracts as you breathe. Move up into the chest and under the arms and feel the tips of the shoulder blades slide down the back like wings tucking into the body. Letting the heart soften and rise in the chest. Allow your collarbones to spread with the breath and to slide down the shoulders, arms, elbows, wrists, and into the hands. Becoming aware of how your hands feel touching each other. Lower your chin just slightly so the back of your neck lengthens. Soften the jaw and make a little space between your teeth. You can let the tip of your tongue rest on the roof of the mouth if you like. Roll your eyes down, feeling your face relax. And the last breath into the top of the head, exhaling, softening everything from the crown of the head to the tips of the toes. And you can mindfully track the body anytime you need to come back to present awareness if the mind wanders off, which it will. We practice thinking a lot, so thinking always happens spontaneously. No big deal. And now we're just going to practice mindful awareness, noticing the temperature of the air, the weight and sensation of the body, all the sounds and smells around us. And when the mind gets distracted and wanders off, we gently bring it back to tracking the breath again and counting, breathing in, breathing out. And continue this practice, and I'll check in and see how you're doing in just a few minutes. Reconnect with the breath if you've wandered off into thoughts. Labeling the breath and even counting if you need to. And settling back into your body awareness. What does it feel like where you're seated? Perhaps if you're uncomfortable and you want to make a few adjustments, you can do that. Keep it simple. Noticing, listening, feeling, and breathing. It's all you need to do. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5, and this is Om at Home. And we're practicing creating a silent retreat within by following the breath and body sensations, sounds and smells, and allowing the thoughts to recede into the background. placing our attention on the breath itself.
Thank you.
Begin to deepen your breath. Notice how your body's feeling, your state of mind. Reconnect with a few breaths, labeling if you've lost your mind to thoughts. And then allow the breath to come down to the base of your spine, your low back. And as you inhale, imagine drawing the breath up your back until it reaches the roof of your mouth. And then exhale down the front of the body, returning to the low belly. Inhaling up the back and exhaling down the front, creating this circle of breath and awareness around your spine. This connection to the inner place of silence that's always within you. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn on Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, a meditation studio in downtown Laguna. You can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information about stress relief, meditation, and coaching. This is Lori, and I thank you for sitting with me today and wish you peace along your way.